Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world, joined as always by Mike Sempervivi. A lot of news to talk about here today. It's also going to be a heavy phone call, text message, email, the whole nine yards. Whatever is on your mind today, we're going to talk about. The studio line, direct to me, 425-488-0525. The Skype line is F4W Online. If you'd like to send us a text message, 425-780-7566 is the text message number. And please do not call that number. Just send us a text there. And if you'd like to contact us toll-free, it is 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Taking your phone calls today on anything that is on your mind. We have got a very, very busy weekend. Mike and I are going to go over the card for the WWE Hell in a Cell show. We're also going to be talking about the UFC show from this weekend, which lost its main event. And now we'll have quite the amazing main event storyline. This main event, which we'll talk about, has got to be the least exciting main event maybe in the history of the UFC. So we're going to talk about that on the program here today. Tyler Breeze, of course, debuted on SmackDown. We talked about that a little bit on the program yesterday. But that show is going to air tonight here in the U.S., so we can discuss that. If you have any thoughts on Raw, our decision to cover Retro Raw and Retro Nitro on Tuesday instead of Current Raw, you're welcome to call about that as well. Give your thoughts and much, much more. So stick around, everybody. Back after the break, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is a new day here on the program as I attempt to explain to Mike how easy it is to record. Oh, Mike, we've been on two different pages for a long time now, but
explains a lot. Explains a lot.
We'll get this thing working. All right, everybody, we're here on the show. 425-488-0525 is the number here. Skype line, F4W online. Text messages to 425-780-7566 or call toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And you're free to give us a call here on the program today. Anything that is on your mind. And this UFC show coming up this weekend, Mike, is something special. I think that's the best way to explain it. It's something special. The main event of the show was not even really all that much of a main event. Maybe if you're a real hardcore fan, you were very, very interested in Joe Duffy versus Dustin Poirier. That was the main event of this Dublin show, everybody. The match is off. Joe Duffy injured his shoulder, or might have been his shoulder. I'm not exactly. Let's see here. Company issued a statement. Having learned that Joe Duffy received a strike to the head, so it was a head injury, during training earlier this week, UFC sent him for medical tests in Ireland for precautionary purposes. The results determined that Duffy suffered a mild concussion, and due to the proximity of the fight this Saturday, UFC will not permit him to compete. The health and safety of UFC athletes continues to be the top priority for the organization. As such, UFC has respected Athletic Commission regulations, which recommended a medical suspension from competition as a result of the concussion. The new main event of the show in Dublin this weekend is Paddy Holahan against Lewis Smolka. Mike is howling with laughter.
I can't help it. There was a guy, let me make sure I get his name right here, and I still won't be able to get his name right, Chimatkar Sandhu, who apparently writes for the MMA Junkie and apparently USA Today. He's based out of England. When the injury happened yesterday and they made the announcement, he tweeted that, "Disappointing that Duffy has had to pull out, but every Irish fan I spoke to today said Paddy Holahan is the real main event on this card." And then he sent out a tweet, I believe it was earlier on today, which let us know that, hey, Irish fans, tickets still available. So the big main event of Paddy, he may be somebody that everybody on that show wanted to see. I mean, he did open up the first show that they had in Ireland. He was actually the curtain jerker on that show, and it's a hell of a rise for him and one of the most rabid and vocal fan bases going right now because of Conor McGregor. But come on. I mean, this is give it away for free on FS3 or 4 or ESPN Ocho. It may not even make those levels. And it is an issue of there are too many shows. And I was a fan of adding more shows. I didn't really believe when Dana White said it that they were going to try to have, when he said that he wanted a show every night somewhere in the world, I'm sure he meant it. I just didn't think it would actually happen where we are this close to that and we have talent spread out so thin. They just cut a bunch of guys because of how many guys, you know, having way too many under contract. They had a lot of fat to trim. But my God, when you have this many shows, you're going to run into problems like this where your fight night shows are nothing. And, you know, I don't know why Sage and Paige are appearing on Fight Night. I think that's the most idiotic thing in the world. But I can see Fight Night for, like, the upper mid, not even the upper mid card, but the mid card of UFC being a place to try to stash guys on shows like that in case you have injuries for pay-per-view. And, you know, buyer beware, you know, when it comes to buying tickets for those Fight Night level shows that are going to be taking place across the world.
You know what, though? Maybe Patty Holahan really is the main event. Maybe Patty Holahan is the best man to be headlining
the show
for the local fans.
Wait. Is it a main event, or are you closing the show? Are you a main event, or are you the last match on the show?
I'm sure this is going to be the last match on the show. It's the main event.
But a big difference when it comes to what a main event is supposed to be. And again, I understand it. If this was ESPN... Friday Night Fights or something like that from back in the day. It's not even that. I mean, honest to God, it's not even that, and it's not to insult the fighters. It's not their fault. But this isn't, I'm sorry, this isn't the main event. This is really a show where, I mean, what would you call this, a DE-level show?
Okay, hold on, Mike. Calm down for a second. Listen, the original main event of the show, Joe Duffy and Dustin Poirier, on a scale of 1 to 10, that was a 3. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Patty Holahan and Lewis Smolka is maybe a 2.5. And I say that because at least Patty Holahan is going to be a big star for the Irish fans. Like you said, if Dana
White... So for everybody else, it's a negative 1.
Well, basically. But for everybody else, it's also a negative 1. Neither of these... My point is, neither of these main events meant anything to anybody. But... if, as you noted, Dana White wants to run a UFC event every single night from somewhere all over the world, guess what? One of these days, we're going to look back and go, man, this ain't even Patty Holahan in the main event here. This is somebody nobody's ever even heard of headlining this show here in Guam. It's just the way things go. It's Fight Pass, dude. If this were a pay-per-view, I'd really be up in arms. If this were, like, even an FS1 show, I'd be up in arms. Fight Pass is watched by only the hardest of the hardcore. And it doesn't matter. Honestly, it is kind of funny that even Dave doesn't care. Dave Meltzer, of all people. But it really doesn't matter what your main eventing with on Fight Pass. People are either going to watch it or they're not. And,
well,
who cares? It's going to be cool to watch because there's going to be so many people in that building in Dublin.
That's true.
Going crazy for Patty Holahan, my new favorite fighter.
I tend to agree with you, although, you know, Dustin Poirier shouldn't have been on a Fight Night show anyway. I mean, when you have somebody that is a lock at least every other fight to get a performance bonus and do something awesome, you know, he shouldn't be on these shows. Paige VanZant, if I will say this, though, just throwing this out there, if it didn't matter, why in God's name are Paige VanZant and Sage VanZant fighting on a Fight Pass show?
Well, that one already.
That's insane. And there's the thing. It's even understandable to use, even though I thought it was stupid, like, you know, say Alexander Gustafsson in Sweden or a Patty Holahan in Ireland. If you're doing that to try to, because they're in that person's home country or something like that, fine. That makes sense to me. But if it comes to these shows in the U.S., why in the world would you have anybody of any value that you could put on either free TV, on a Fox show or on FS1 or on a pay-per-view? Those people being on these Fight Pass shows, that's insane to me.
I just want to know what you have against my main man, Patty Holahan. Let's go to the phones here. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Hey, just two things real quick. I just wanted to chime in on your Tuesday retro night. I'm one of the people who sadly enjoys Vinny's misery. I don't know how else to say it. But if you're going to stick with a retro night, I think it's perfect in the timeline to, if you can, include ECW. Because it's updated up until 98 on the network, and it's the best show. And in the next few months...
It's the best show?
In my opinion, when I was watching at the time, ECW was the best product. And it starts to become, you know, tie-ins to Raw and influence on the whole Monday Night War, just as, you know, like, if you watch and see even without it, you'll see their influence on Raw in the next few months. And that's just my opinion and suggestion.
All right.
And real quick, other than next month in with, what's her name, Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm, what is the biggest shows coming up before UFC 200 for the company? I'm just curious what you think.
All right. Well, we'll get into that when we come back from the break. I want to thank you very much for the call. I will take ECW Hardcore TV into consideration. And, in fact, we can talk a little bit about that show after the break. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking your phone calls, your emails, your text messages. We'll get into some of those in a while here. I've watched some ECW hardcore television lately. It's kind of funny when I look back at these things. I look back at these retro Raws, and Raw from 1996 was hideous. And Nitro from 1996 was actually a really, really fun show. And when I look back at ECW from 1996, I find it to be quite horrible. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe because Sammy grew up with it, or Sammy remembers it and such. I mean, I'm sure it's a really fun show, but I seem to find them to be quite horrible when I went back and watched them on the network.
A lot of them were horrible then, but it was new, and it was with the way they would move the camera and the music that was played that he had the rights to that you don't have now, which added to a lot of the appeal. All that stuff that came with ECW then, you know, a lot of it hasn't held up well, and a lot of it doesn't hold up well because of the copyright issues when it comes to that music. But there are worse things to watch, I'm sure. There are worse things to watch on the network, but there's also a lot to watch on the network. You haven't done pay-per-views yet or anything like that, so there's a lot you guys could do on that show.
Well, we've done a few pay-per-view main events, and I have commanded the crew to watch Ming and the Barbarian against Chris Benoit and Mongo McMichael.
I'm with you. The Barbarian and even Haku, for that matter, have never not been great.
No, they are unbelievable.
Conga the Barbarian, his turn alongside Roddy Piper and T-Jo Khan in, what was the name of that movie? Body Slam, that he was in. He had a role in that. And that was actually when he very first started. So he has never actually not been in the spotlight either, which both of those guys, it's kind of amazing their careers in the States for never being near a world title or anything like that. I mean, their careers as impressive, scary, believable, real dudes that stood the test of time was actually pretty amazing.
All righty, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Edward.
Before I get to my main question, real quick, why doesn't Dave have a DVX?
Go on, Ed.
Okay, my main question, Brian, and I think that you're a really good person to ask this question because you help run a jiu-jitsu school and you've been doing it for years, and I've known you have issues at times. Shel Sonnen came out and was criticized.
Wait a second. You
know you got issues at times?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I have issues at times? Issues with what?
Well, there was a bus ride to WrestleMania New York where you and your wife were having a conversation about some issues you were having at the school.
Oh, God, it may be Cialis.
Oh, no. Oh, I know what he's talking about. No. Anyway, go on.
Okay, well, anyway, Shel Sonnen came out and he criticized TJ Dillashaw for taking.
I think I'm bringing up a private conversation on the air, by the way, you idiot. But go ahead.
Oh, come on, Howard Stern. Wait, what is this about?
What was going on? I'm just trying to make my point.
Okay, fine. Well, it's going to tie into this, I'm sure. So tell me the story.
Okay, Chelsea is saying that TJ is a fool for taking the money. That the money's not going to. They're not going to pay him for long. That gyms open and close all the time, and they don't make money, so how are they going to be able to pay him money? Do you think, as far as gyms paying fighters, do you think that's something that's going to last or something that's just gyms getting over their head and spending too much money and end up having to close?
How in the world should I know, Ed? I mean that in the nicest way possible, but
because you help run a jiu-jitsu.
But every school is different, Ed.
How much money a school makes or whatever.
Every school is completely different. I mean, listen, he's going to a place that is sponsored by Muscle Farm. So forget the school. Forget everything. How is Muscle Farm doing? If Muscle Farm goes out of business, he's done for. If Muscle Farm has issues with people buying Muscle Farm performance supplements, they're going to be in big trouble. There could also be issues going on in the school. Point I'm making, Ed, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. The point is, every single school is different. I mean, I could take my jiu-jitsu school and open up across town. Maybe I'd do 100 times better. Maybe I'd do 100 times worse. It's literally impossible to say. The location matters, who you've got there, the money you've got coming in, the money you've got going out. It's a gym is like any other business. It's not even like any other gym. A gym is like any other business in the world. Who's the guy in charge of it? Who's the manager? Who's the office manager? Who's the person in charge of making sure that everybody gets paid? Who's in charge of doing payroll? You have one issue anywhere in the school, and it can go belly up, or it can turn around 100%. It's impossible to say. I understand what Chael is saying, and he has a point in the sense that it is really hard to run a martial arts school. I've been doing jiu-jitsu a long time. I've been through at least 5 schools before I ended up where I am right now. They come and go. So yes, it is very, very hard. And when you're doing martial arts, he's right. It's not a good idea to burn bridges in search of what may be only a little bit of money. You have no idea how things are going to turn out. But it's impossible to say what I think is going to happen with this Muscle Farm school and deal and everything else, because it's impossible to say. Let me say one more thing. I remember going to a seminar at Jeff Curran's school. Do you guys know who Jeff Curran is?
Uh-huh.
Ed, do you know?
I've heard the name.
Okay. He was a fighter in the UFC. He was never the champion. He was a guy. This was a long time ago. He happened to be a Pedro Sauer black belt. He was one of Pedro's first black belts. When Pedro did all of his instructional videos, Jeff Curran was always his partner in these videos. Jeff's brother is Pat Curran of Bellator. Point of this is, I went to this guy's school about 4 years ago. I have been to a million schools that are tiny little schools in a strip mall. Maybe they've got 1,200 square feet to work with. They've got a mat. They've got a couple of changing rooms, and that's it. And they're struggling to stay in business. I went to Jeff Curran's school. This is not Tito Ortiz or Rampage Jackson or even Randy Couture, somebody that everybody knows the name, George St. Pierre. This was Jeff Curran. Nothing against him. But the point is, I asked Ed, and Ed was not quite sure he knew who Jeff Curran was. Point is, this dude's school was enormous. Enormous. There were like 4 gigantic rooms. There was a CrossFit area. There was an area with a full wrestling mat like you'd see in high school. There was a full-sized octagon. There were 2 matted rooms for jiu-jitsu. I had never in my life. I go to a 24-hour fitness here. His school is probably twice as big.
Sounds awesome.
It was unbelievable. And when I walked in there, I was like, how in the world is this thing in business? How in the world are they paying the rent? How in the world is this a success? But you know what? It was. There's a million guys who, if they would have gotten a space that big, they'd have been out of business in 6 months. He pulled it off. I don't know how. Point is, everybody's different. Every location is different. Every city, state, municipality, it's all different. There's no way of knowing.
Well, I wanted your perspective, and you gave it to me, so I appreciate that. And one more real quick question. Have you got any reports on how Shayna Baszler's doing as far as her wrestling career? I know she was doing Stardom this past week.
I only know that she's a good athlete. I haven't really. I mean, it's very, very early, so there's a lot of great athletes to get into wrestling, and at that level, in the amount of time that she's been training, if she's in there with somebody who understands how to work that style, they'll have a great match. And if she's in there with somebody who doesn't understand how to work the style, it will be like a low-level Lucha Libre match, meaning a disaster. All right, Ed, thanks for the call, dude.
She was on the losing side of the matches, at least the one match that I saw results of in with the Stardom USA deal that they had where they came over and worked with EWF in California. She was on the losing end in a 6-woman match teaming with Datura. I have no idea if that name's correct. And Brittany Wonder. So there
Brittany
you go.
Wonder.
Brittany and Wonder was the one who took the fall. They, I'm sure, got beat up a little bit. Act Yasukawa, Kyoko Kimura, who I'm sure laid a beating on everybody involved, and Chris Wolf.
So, wow.
Yes.
How about that?
So there you go. Shayna Baszler.
425-488-0525 if you want to give us a call. F4W Online is the Skype number. 425-780-7566 if you want to send us a text. And we've got a whole bunch of text messages. I'll get into those. And the sports byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. If you want to give us a call there. And we did a Hall of Fame show last night, everybody, if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. Dave and Matt Farmer I don't know if Dave thought we were going to go through every candidate on the show, but I think we made it through seven, maybe eight. This is going to be a long series coming up with Matt Farmer. But if you're interested in the Historical Wrestling Observer newsletter candidates for the potential Hall of Fame, you might want to listen to last night's show. It was a very fascinating show. And we also talked about all of the news in wrestling and mixed martial arts. When we come back, we are going to go over some of these text messages here, and then I want to talk a little bit about the WWE Hell in a Cell show, which is coming up on Sunday on the WWE Network. A lot of interesting stuff there. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The Yellow Tag Event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, with Tyler Breeze debuting on the main roster, I think he should change his gear to more serious model-esque gear and drop his ridiculous fuzzy boots. He should adopt the Ric Flair gimmick of being custom-made from head to toe. What do you think about that, Mike?
One step at a time.
Yeah, let's see how things go with his debut. Then we'll decide if he needs new gear.
I don't think the summer thing will last too long.
Really?
as we go into winter, maybe. That'll be it. I can see him going through women on the road. I mean, there's actually a lot of things you can do with Tyler Breeze, and hopefully he can hold up when it comes to his end on the microphone, because I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously his size, which you and Lance Storm talked about too, which Lance said he's deceptively a lot bigger than, maybe not a lot bigger, but maybe he may be bigger than people think he is. But we'll see how he stacks up, you know, visually against the rest of the roster, not just Dolph Ziggler. So he's going to have, I think, a little bit of a battle because of the gimmick that he is, and because of just the reputation that WWE has with pushing new guys and where they go. I think a better question is, when am I going to get paid? Because it seems as though that, you know, Rusev, you won't have to shake your finger. They're not going to take all of this out on Rusev, and it's possible that it ended. They had a different direction that they could go. Tyler Breeze now fits that situation, and Rusev obviously is in a nothing match on the pre-show, but Dolph Ziggler is also in that, so I don't think we'll have to worry too terribly much about Rusev. Lana, on the other hand, maybe not so much.
This person says, off the wall question for you, Brian. If you ran a Z-list indie, how would you try to build fans, flyers, social media, etc.? Well, first off, I would never run a Z-list indie. If I'm going to run an indie, it's going to be an A-list indie. I'm never going to run a promotion. Don't worry, everybody.
No, never aim for number two.
No. But if I were going to run an indie promotion, I would tell you that the number one thing that I would do is flyer. Unless I could afford like national cable advertising or local cable advertising, which actually, local cable advertising is not that expensive. If you're running an independent event, you should look into the cost of running a localized ad during Raw. I think it would be a lot cheaper than most people would think. So you've got to advertise. You've got to advertise on real. You've got to advertise on WWE programming. You've got a flyer all over the place, local bars. When I didn't run it, but I worked for many indie promotions, and the ones that had the most success were the ones where they gave the wrestlers a giant stack of flyers and they said, go out and poster this town and don't come back until they're all put up. And they ended up doing very, very well. And I think that that's number one, flyering and advertising on the localized, like on your local Raw broadcast. Those are the two biggest things that I would do. Social media is great, but I've seen a million promotions that do all of this social media, and it doesn't help one bit in terms of drawing new fans. So social media is good to me as a reminder to your current fans. Like, I use social media to promote that Wrestling Observer Live is on the air right now. But are my tweets about Wrestling Observer Live going on the air really attracting brand new fans who have never heard the show? Of course not. You've got to go elsewhere to try and do that. So social media is a good tool, but if you're relying on social media, I think you're going to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, look at the Steve Austin announcement WWE had.
Oh, yeah, great announcement there.
For first time in 4 years, that's the best you can go. Which, you know, it's not even their fault that they had to advertise it on social media. That's the position they put themselves in, because that's how little they forward plan things or look forward and plan things. I mean, you have Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know he's going to be there. He's going to be doing an interview with Brock Lesnar after the show. It's Dallas, Texas. You didn't make the decision until hours before the show that maybe we'll have Steve Austin come on the broadcast at a time where we need it, at a time where we're bringing back guys from the past. I mean, at this point, to not realize if that's the case, that their surprise, you know, having a surprise announcement isn't going to cut it right now, or that, you know, anybody's going to get the feel after hearing about Steve Austin that, oh my God, I got to tune in and watch Raw now because I, you know, God knows what will happen if I miss it. You know, those days are long, long gone. And it's going to be a long time before you build that back up again.
Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not a whole lot. What's up?
Oh, I think I've got some really big, great news for a star coming to NXT. She announced it on her Facebook this week that Barbie Hayden is moving to Orlando to pursue her dream of being a WWE diva. So I take that as she's either got a tryout coming or she's shooting for something with the NXT to get in there with them.
Who is Barbie Hayden?
Oh, my God. Yeah, and you're supposed to know wrestling, Brian?
I'm playing a radio show host here, so you can alert everybody listening as to who she is.
She's one of the youngest ever NWA Women's World Champions. She was delighted. I told you she wrestled against Tessa Blanchard as the first ever live TV match in China a while back.
Yeah.
And
very good.
She's moving, and like I said, she's got the statue, you know, the model look. But the thing is, she's got over a lot of. She can wrestle her butt off, and she cuts great promos too.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, Jim. That's great news there. On her way to Orlando, his phone was a nightmare.
Yes, it was. And she's good. I'm surprised it's her and not a Tessa Blanchard or somebody like that first. But, again, just because you're moving to Orlando does not guarantee that you're going to that you're gonna get a shot. But then again, if you want to be a pro wrestler, it seems to be – I mean, if you're going to, I guess, live anywhere, living in Florida is the best place to be as far as trying to expand your connections, I would assume at least.
Maybe that only sounded horrible to me. I'm not sure. This person
I like
says,
the echo.
Yeah, can you or Mike recommend any good books on British or Japanese wrestling history? Well, the best Japanese wrestling books are in Japanese, so that causes a problem.
It's Crybaby by Takada, Nobuhiko Takada, I guess, would be one if you do read Japanese somehow.
Sure. And as far as is British wrestling, I mean, Dynamite Kid's book is going to have some history of British wrestling. I'm trying to think what else. I'm sure Regal's book has some. But as far as, like, the history of wrestling in the UK?
The only one that I own, although I know I've seen a couple, but the Grapple Manual, which is just a very, it's a very simplistic book, but I would say it would be a good one if you can find it to start with, because it was, at least the title goes for the author is Kendo Nagasaki, the legendary British wrestler. Now, I don't know if he actually wrote it or compiled it or not, if his name is just on it to sell it. But that's a good one to start with because it kind of goes through and gives you a history and, you know, short bios of all the big names that you would need to know, your Mick McManuses, your Jackie Paulos, your Giant Haystacks, your Big Daddies, on and on and on, Kendo Nagasaki. So it does give you a good base, if you're not familiar with British wrestling, to at least get a start with it.
This person here says, do you think that if TNA goes out of business, WWE would have interest in purchasing their video library? Well, if TNA goes out of business, then there is a lot of valuable stuff in that library. They've got guys like Samoa Joe, James Storm is now in NXT, Sting has been there. If Hulk Hogan ever goes back in their good graces, Eric Bischoff still does projects with him. There's a lot of names, Jeff Hardy if he comes back. There's a lot of WWE former and perhaps future names that are on that TNA library. The biggest thing is if they believe it is of value in the sense that are they going to sell more network subscriptions? The TNA library is large and it's not going to be a cheap library. And they may not feel that there is enough value in that library to buy the entire thing. So I don't know. They've turned down libraries in the past. I would presume if they could get it cheap, they'd take it for sure. But I'm not sure what cheap would mean for them. So I don't really know the answer to that question. I don't know what mindset they would be in when the company goes out of business. If it goes out of business, of course. This person says, do you think Apollo Crews will beat Finn Balor for the NXT title? It's a good question. It's possible. I think that it could be Samoa Joe. I think that it could be Hideo Itami. There's a lot of guys you could put that title on. Could be anybody. I don't have a good answer. And then Gomez here wants us to ban Ed in San Antonio from calling into the show. That's not very nice.
He did bring up one. It didn't make you could think about one thing, especially if they're, you ever get unions, because then you need guys, you know, representing blocks of guys, you know, and then having those guys deal with like a player agent or something, you know, or I'm not sure what it would exactly be when it comes to fighting. But when it comes to gyms acquiring talent, and you can't, there's the advertising ban when it comes to the UFC, but like Muscle Farm being one of the ones, I'm sure that there are other investors involved in funding this gym. You know, as time goes on, I can see that playing more of a role, and I can see a manager who's one of the biggest managers out there in MMA. TriStar. All of those guys happen to be managed by the same guy. Or I could see that happening down the line where, you know, it ends up being, it's a lot of, it's not just, you know, guys going from gym to train. It becomes a lot more business-like where, you know, we want you to be here because you're part of this, you know, my group. And it's sort of like that now, but it becomes more of a thing where you are kind of carving up and taking sides and having a, you know, truly a reason to be there and having sponsors come in and going out and making it more of a, you know, I don't want to say like a club or something like that, but I could see that becoming the case, almost like, you know, I'm not saying, again, teams, because you have your teams already, but more of like sports teams and more of like little clubs that are truly together that are actually working for, you know, the guy's best interests and working together for common interests that have really nothing to do with the fight itself.
I mentioned we were going to do this Hell in a Cell card. We haven't really had a chance to do it here today, so we'll talk about it more tomorrow and this weekend. We've got shows on Friday and Sunday this week, but main event of the show, obviously, is Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, Hell in a Cell. Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt is also a Cell match. Charlotte will face Nikki Bella for the Divas title. Seth Rollins will face Kane for the WWE World Heavyweight title. And if Seth Rollins loses, Kane is the champion. And if Kane loses, he is no longer the director of operations, which would mean his last day on the job would have been 2 weeks ago because he was suspended this week. We've got the New Day versus the Dudleys for the tag team titles. Kevin Owens versus Ryback for the Intercontinental title. John Cena open challenge against a mystery opponent. And yes, the pre-show match is Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, and Neville against Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett in a rematch from a match we saw with a finish on Monday. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff coming up today. In about 15 minutes, I will be recording a Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler, who unfortunately had to pull out of his upcoming UFC fight in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We'll be talking about that, and he has also alerted me that he has, in fact, finished his list of the 10 hottest superstars in WWE. He claimed that, I don't know if I should reveal this, but I will anyway. He claimed that his girlfriend helped him make the list, and that it was looking good, but then he had to retool it because she had not included Corporate Kane. So if you want to follow along, it's going to be on the program later on today. This show airs live Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as well as replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern every day. And don't forget, we're here on the weekends as well. Saturday, we have replays at 10 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Pacific. And Sunday, we will be here live from 3 to 5 Pacific, 6 to 8 Eastern as the official pre-show for the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. We will be here live on Sunday, so get ready for that, everybody. And as noted, if you're a subscriber, last night's Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer and Matt Farmer running down the WWE Hall of Fame. We have gotten halfway through the historical candidates. I believe we'll have probably one more week of that. Then we'll get into the current performers. And in a few weeks, the new Observer newsletter with the Hall of Fame inductees, 7, I believe, will be up on the website. That is it from here today, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening, everybody at Sports Byline USA. Mike, as always, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.